Welcome to episode 3 of the Life with Sasha podcast. So today my podcast is going to be about the subject of bullying. And this stems from a conversation I had with my oldest child who is now grown and out of the house. But we were talking about bullying for some reason, and this brought me to the realization that not everybody shares the same philosophy on hand how to teach your children how to handle situations where they feel like they're being bullied. And so I just thought I would delve into that topic today. So if that interests you, stay tuned as we jump in. So let me start by saying I come from this subject with two points of view, because believe it or not, when I was younger, I was actually a bully for a period of years. And it was I grew up in the 80s and 90s, much different time than what the kids are growing up in now. And when I say I was a bully, I wasn't like walking up to people and stealing their candy or punching them in the face, but I was not nice to people. And I knew it. And I just thought I was too big for my britches. And I was probably somewhere between 8 and 12. So anyway, coming from this perspective of having been a bully and then going through the high school and junior high years where I kind of had a shift and a change, and thank goodness for that, because it's not a nice way to live your life to be going around bullying people. So in the junior high and senior high years, I don't feel like I was ever necessarily bullied by any particular group of kids, because I was in a weird position where I was friends with people from all different groups, because there are cliques now and there are cliques then. Nothing has changed. There's still cliques in the adult world as well. I never fall into any of the cliques, and I never care to, which is the way I am. I don't care what group you're from. I just care if you're a good person. So I would hang out with people that I liked, and it didn't matter what group you were in. So I had friends that were in the popular group, friends that were in the nerd group, friends that were in all sorts of groups. And so I didn't feel like people were shoving me into lockers. None of that was happening. But I believe that is because I stand up for myself. And this is exactly the stance I take on bullying. I teach my children to stand up for yourself, period. So if you feel that you're being disrespected or someone's crossing your boundaries, you stand up and say something about it. And that doesn't mean you walk up and punch Johnny in the face because he's being a jerk to you. That just means that you know your boundaries, you know what you accept in the form of what you expect in the form of respect from people, and you don't take anything less. Now, sometimes this means you stand up and you have a confrontation, which most people don't like to do. And by confrontation, again, I'm not saying go get into a fight and start punching people in the face. I'm saying you stand up for yourself and use your words, and you communicate to these people, I'm not going to tolerate this. I'm not going to allow this. You will change the way you behave toward me, or there will be consequences. And sometimes those consequences come in different forms. But the point is if they know that you're going to stand up to them and you're not going to take crap from them, then they're more likely to not bother you. But this stupid campaign I've seen in the last, 10 to 20 years, where it's like, just walk away. Absolutely freaking not. There's a time to walk away, for sure. If someone has a gun, I'm not saying rush up to them and attack them. There's definitely a time to walk away or to get out of a situation and de-escalate. But there's also a time to stand up for yourself. And that is what's very important to teach our children, is you must stand up for yourself, because no one else is going to do it for you. You have to stand on your own two feet. So that's the stance I take with my children. I want them to be kind people. I want nothing more for my children to be kind. I don't want to raise a-holes. But I want for them to be able to have their voices heard and to let other people know what their boundaries are. And for some reason, our culture just doesn't do a good job of teaching children how to, even adults have problems with boundary setting. And that's a whole other podcast we'll get into later. I personally don't have very big issues with setting boundaries. I'm pretty hard set on those. But I think it's important to teach your children to stand up for themselves, and also to learn in a situation when it's important to walk away, so that they don't actually get themselves in an incredibly dangerous situation. So it's kind of against the grain from what I think a lot of other people will teach you, but you'll see my girls standing up for themselves. We're not going to be backing down, and that sometimes comes with, maybe, you know what, that might come, and that might mean that they get into a fight one day, and I'm fine with that. We will deal with that when it comes, but it's just generally not something that I want to say, hey, yeah, go get into a fight. But for sure, teach your children to stand up for themselves, and just walking away from bullies is going to let them keep bullying you more, and it's going to give them more of a desire to do that, because they're like, sure, let's mess with this person because we can. So don't make it easy for people to push you around, and don't let yourself be pushed around. And that is the stance I take on bullying. So I'd love to know your thoughts. How do you parent your children where it comes to this subject? Leave notes in the comments. Let me know. And if you like this podcast, don't forget to like and share. And I will be in touch with you guys later to talk about more random subjects. Have a beautiful day, guys.